Welcome. I'm glad you're here. This is Orthodoxy by G. K. Chesterton, using the Project Gutenberg edition. Read slowly, aloud, and in company. These readings aren't lectures, and they aren't explanations. They're an invitation to listen carefully, to follow an argument that wanders on purpose, and to allow surprise to do some of the work. So let's take our time and begin this journey with a few considerations, introducing Chesterton as if we were meeting him for the first time. Born and raised in a middle-class family in London, Gilbert Keith Chesterton grew up with the advantages of a secure home and parents who encouraged debate and independent thought. Like many of his contemporaries, he inherited the assumption, still familiar today, that Christianity and the church were stable enough to take care of themselves. But Chesterton came of age during a period of rapid cultural change, industrial expansion, and intellectual realignment. It took time for Christians of his generation to recognize just how corrosive the rising materialism of the late 19th century would become, not only economically, but imaginatively and spiritually. In 1908, Chesterton wrote Orthodoxy as a response to criticism of his earlier book, Heretics. His critics dismissed Heretics on the grounds that he had offered sharp critiques without fully revealing his own commitments. It is always easier to criticize from a distance than to risk one's own beliefs in public. Orthodoxy is Chesterton doing exactly that. Here, he places himself inside the argument. He invites the reader along on a personal journey, a search for a new and compelling vision of truth, only to discover that what he had been seeking already existed in a form richer and more demanding than anything he could have invented. This is not a work of systematic theology. Orthodoxy is a personal defense of faith, sanity, wonder, and reason, offered with independence of thought, imaginative daring, and a creative genius that continues to engage, unsettle, and sometimes convict the modern mind. Part of the allure of Orthodoxy is that it speaks directly to the headiness of every age, to humanity's recurring desire to break with its inheritance in pursuit of something new, unique, and ideal. More than any other of Chesterton's writings, Orthodoxy addresses enduring human patterns, not passing trends. Chesterton cuts to causes rather than symptoms, to the deeper discontent of the human heart and soul. His concerns, reason without wonder, freedom without limits, progress without direction, are timeless. I hope these bi-weekly podcasts will be a slow, companionable journey into Chesterton's creative mind. For me, this is a time of discovery and reaction, not a time for definitive conclusions or for solving the great questions Chesterton raises. I want to let surprise, paradox, and reflection guide our time together. This is a labor of a fan who appreciates the material. I am not a scholar of Chesterton or his era, and I have not done exhaustive research on his writings. I'm simply inviting you along on my own journey of encountering the larger themes of Orthodoxy. Before we go any further, a word about the text itself. The edition of Orthodoxy used in these readings comes from Project Gutenberg, an online library that makes thousands of classic works freely available to readers around the world. Because Orthodoxy is in the public domain, anyone can read it without cost or restriction. If you'd like to read along or return to the text on your own, you can find it at gutenberg.org, and specifically at gutenberg.org/ebooks/16769. I'll also include the link in the show notes, so you don't need to remember it, just the invitation to read slowly, carefully, and in company. Next time, we'll begin with Chesterton's first paradox, setting out to discover a better mousetrap, only to realize it was invented long ago, and that we may even have owned one ourselves. Our first reading will be lines 120 through 243 of the Project Gutenberg text of Orthodoxy. Be prepared for themes of wonder, familiarity, and seeing the world as if for the first time.